The White House has invited some mayors whose communities are on the southern border to attend President Biden's expected announcement on curtailing immigration. The president is said to be finalizing an executive order that could shut off asylum applications and automatically deny entry if the number of migrants per day exceeds a new threshold. Biden critic House Speaker Mike Johnson says,
"Too little, too late."
On Fox News Sunday, Johnson says Republicans have been pounding the White House over a flood of migrants once Donald Trump's border restrictions were lifted in 2021.
They did it intentionally, and it had catastrophic effects upon our country that we'll be living with for decades to come.
But Democrats point to a compromise package killed by Republicans in the Senate in February at the behest of presidential candidate Donald Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.